WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It is 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Charter buses are returning to the Bryan School District for transporting students to out-of-town games and competition. A new contract was approved at this week's Bryan School Board workshop meeting. Board President Mark McCall brought up the combination of waiting for district buses to finish taking students home from school and taking longer trips due to new UIL districts.
If you do have a Friday night football game and we want to present Bryan ISD the best light that we can, and a lot of times the band coming in midway through the second quarter doesn't give the best overall image to those people there, but furthermore doesn't allow the students enough time and band to set up and really get ready to do their performance. And so it's kind of a disadvantage them having to wait until the bus lines are done, especially with these longer runs.
Board members were told there will be an additional cost of $17,000 for football trips. A College Station woman was released from the Brazos County Jail yesterday after posting bond from her arrest last Saturday on a charge of helping stage an armed robbery that took place in February.
17-year-old Kirsten Geddes accused of reaching out to the victim on Snapchat and agreeing to meet at the College Station Motel 6. Victim said two black men with their faces covered came into the motel room with handguns equipped with laser sights and pistol lights. In addition to losing unidentified property, the victim says one of the men struck him on the head multiple times. No other arrests have been reported. College Station police estimate 25 hours of time was taken to investigate a stalking report that didn't happen. That led to the arrest of 19-year-old Jennifer Youngblood of College Station for filing a false report last January. According to the arrest report, Youngblood apologized, adding she did it so she didn't have to explain to her friends about personal events in her life. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The first major industry partnership at the Texas A&M System's Rellis campus will be with a longtime partner.
The best way to describe this is we're building one hell of a sandbox, and we're inviting all the kids in the neighborhood to bring their fanciest toys to come play in our sandbox. And the first in the sandbox is going to be 3M, and we're really excited to have them here.
Chancellor John Sharp announced 3M Company will be using what were runways at the former Bryan Air Base to operate self-driving vehicles under wet pavement conditions to test roadway signs, signals, and lane markings. The simulated rain range, which involves the Texas A&M Transportation Institute and the flagship campus, comes a year after 3M and the system entered a five-year agreement to develop roadway signage and pavement marking products for manned and unmanned vehicles. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 63 degrees. You can text us your news tips, traffic alerts, and photos to 979-695-1620, powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Chuck, there must be something in the air. It seems like everybody is redecorating this spring.
That's right, Suzanne. And now is a great time to stock up on designer lighting fixtures, because Brazos Valley Floor and Design is having a huge inventory clearance sale.
For make readies or for your home, now is the perfect time to buy.
Come see us on Welburn Road at Rock Prairie and College Station. At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, you will always find the largest selection at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Do you need a free AC system from EcoZap AC Efficiency this summer? That's right. EcoZap is giving away free AC systems. Text HVAC to 38470 right now to enter. Don't be stuck with an AC that quits halfway through the summer. Win a free unit from EcoZap AC Efficiency. Text HVAC to 38470. That's HVAC to 38470. Text HVAC to 38470 for your chance to win a free AC system from EcoZap AC Efficiency.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW, Infomaniacs, pretty close to 710. It's time for some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing. For over 40 years, locally owned United Roofing has been repairing leaks, replacing roofs damaged by high winds and hail. Let the United Pros take care of your commercial and residential roof and repair and replacement. Give them a call at 846-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Warm weather looks to hang around a while. We'll have a partly sunny day overall. Temperatures, it'll be up to about 85 to 90 this afternoon. It also looks like it's going to be breezy. Clear tonight, mild 60 to 65. Sunshine, breezy, and warm for tomorrow, too. Highs 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 65 to 70. It'll be partly sunny Friday and breezy. Highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. It is a high of 86 and sunny today in Columbia, Missouri. That is where Fighting Texas Aggie softball is as it gears up to take on Mississippi State in the first round of the SEC tournament. The Aggs have never won a game at the SEC tourney, so they'll be looking to change that today. So we'll hear from head coach, or actually we'll hear from Torrey Vidalis, first baseman Torrey Vidalis. Also, the Houston Rockets were able to clinch and head to the Western Conference Finals for the second time in the last 4 years. They defeated the Utah Jazz last night, 112-102. So we'll cover all that and so much more coming up in sports.
There you go. So now when you and your co-workers get together and just kind of let loose about how terrible it is to work where you work, it turns out that this is a form of group therapy.
Yeah, no, it is.
Okay. But the thing is, I mean, this is a pretty good place to work, I think. I mean,
no, it is. It is. I was totally joking. But yeah. That being said, there's plenty of people who like to vent.
Okay. According to a new study, when people sit around and complain about work together, It's actually good for their mental health.
Okay.
And oddly enough, it actually makes you more productive. Talking about how much you hate your job makes it better for you. You become better at it. The researchers think it's because it helps to hear your coworkers are just as frustrated as you are. We have a good
just
time.
Mainly complain about. Yeah, complain about the other coworkers, you know, just say, hey, did you hear what so-and-so said today?
Guess you could do that.
I'm playing. We don't do any of that up at the station.
No.
Are you kidding me?
All right, so
we all love each other. ELE.
Wash your ears out with this. So apparently we got half price or 50-cent Frosties at Wendy's.
Ooh.
And they're not telling us for how long.
Oh, so it's just to be determined.
So just go do that now.
Till further notice.
Right. We were talking about Frosties, I think, last week, 2 weeks ago, something like that. That's, you know. One of the things that they haven't messed with at Wendy's, pretty much one of the things that people like. Maybe that was the first time I went to a Wendy's, I probably had a Frosty. Because normally you get a soft drink, right? But, you know, the Frosty thing's pretty cool.
Sure, yeah.
Now, they showed a picture of people dipping their French fries in their Frosty.
Oh, yeah. It's the salty and the sweet. We were talking about that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know how that's any weirder than Bugles and Oreos.
Well, I don't know.
I didn't get to try this, Scott. I'm sorry.
I didn't get a chance to do that. That's all right. It's okay. Appreciate that.
My brother does the French fry Frosty thing.
Does he?
Yeah. Saw him do it this weekend.
All right. So, I mean, and that's fine. So, anyway, you can, and again, I guess we need to check if this is a participating store here before you go wandering out thinking that you're going to get that. But you might want to check ahead, you know, just when you get to the drive-in window or whatever.
I used to have a little keychain that was like for every purchase, I could get a free Frosty. I didn't cash in every time.
Oh, wow.
But it was like you could get a free small, and it was
the little
town.
One?
Yeah, you could get a free small Frosty with any purchase, like regular meal purchase.
Okay. All right,
heck of a deal.
Thrill List, these are these people who put these lists together. That's
right.
What it says in their name. Put together a list of the best taco places in every state.
Ooh. Oh.
Okay, now.
I already don't trust it.
Because
how are you supposed to try all of the taco places in Texas?
Right.
You know how many? Yeah, there's so many.
Well, but immediately,
I
don't know.
There's so many in town.
Yeah, all right, so what is a taco, though?
Oh, gosh, this debate.
Because here's the deal. I mean, the first place, when I saw that they had a list for every state, you know, a little picture and a little description of it, the first state I went to was Maine.
Oh, yeah.
Because what do those people even know about Taco
Bell? Taco Bell.
Yeah, no, they didn't. It's called the
If it's a hard shell, it doesn't count.
What?
It's called the home.
It has to be a soft shell.
Oh, Zach.
And I think, really, almost all of these that have pictures are. There's a couple that aren't. Like in Mississippi, they're
so
not.
So what do you call a crunchy taco?
A crunchy?
It's a crunchy fake taco.
No.
What?
I don't know about that.
Absolutely not.
It's a crunchy taco, but I'm just saying if you want good tacos, generally they are soft tacos.
That is completely your opinion.
Have you really?
Well,
I kind of tend to agree.
But a taco is still a crunchy taco.
I'm just saying.
We're talking about good tacos, right? Is that not the topic here? We're talking about where's the best tacos?
You guys are crunch haters.
They should be soft tacos.
Crunch haters.
I like crunchy tacos.
Where'd you get the last good crunchy taco?
I don't know.
Okay.
Chewy's. Mm-hmm. Chimmy's. Oh, Chewy's.
Chewy's? Okay. Well,
Chewy's, actually, yes. Chewy's.
Okay, you like those. All right. Because they tend to break?
Sure. Oh, I'm not saying they're easy to eat by any means.
All right.
But I feel like you can't just discount the crunchy taco when we're talking about tacos. Because if you're talking about soft tacos, now we're talking about burritos.
Yeah, by the time she tries stuff at Chimmy's or Chewy's, she's already like 5 margs in, so she doesn't know what it tastes like. Come on.
Out of all the spots in this list, Home Kitchen Cafe arguably is the least taco-centric of the bunch. It's in Rockland, Maine.
Yeah, okay?
In fact, it's not really even a Mexican restaurant as much as a hodgepodge of what they call home-style cuisine with Maine flavors baked in.
Interesting.
But its inclusion is fully warranted by the idea that they have a two-word phrase, which is the lobster taco.
The lobster taco.
Okay. And
actually, that might be kind of good. I'm not going to lie.
Sure.
It could be.
Yeah,
all right.
Seafood tacos can be tasty.
So then there's another one. I decided to try Vermont.
Okay.
Okay. Beet tacos.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they got pictures of these.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Carne asada and carnitas.
Oh, so there is meat in it.
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
But it's got beets also.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I'll pass.
So the winner in Texas.
Yes, please do tell.
And as they said, as with California, no matter who we picked, anybody it would be, there'd be folks who were angry at us for that.
Oh, sure,
but that's a testament to how plentiful the Lone Star State's taco selection is, and inherently, how utterly amazing our eventual pick for Texas must be. In Brownsville, Texas, Vera's Backyard Barbecue, ranked as one of the best overall Mexican restaurants in the entire country.
What?
Yep, and their tacos are the prime reason. They are one of the last operations selling real-deal traditional Rio Grande barbecue in the entire nation, or barbacoa.
Okay. Is it barbacoa or barbecue?
Yeah. Well, it's barbacoa, I guess, that would probably be the right thing to say.
I wouldn't go to a barbecue place to find really good tacos.
Yep, they do.
If you have, like, brisket or, well, in this case, I'm assuming
Sure. No,
right?
No, I'm not saying you can't have good tacos at a barbecue place, but, you know, when you're thinking taco shop, I don't know.
But that's it. Yeah, apparently,
one of
the best in the country.
I have a feeling that there's an Hispanic flavor to most restaurants.
As a matter of fact, beef cheek is available.
Oh, I love beef cheek.
Really?
I've never had it.
I had it this weekend.
So it's the actual cheek?
I guess.
You did a lot of weird stuff this past weekend.
I didn't get my vampire facial this weekend.
We'll do that later. Okay.
But I did eat some beef cheek.
All right, where was that?
Porter's.
Okay. Had some good beef cheek.
Yeah,
huh?
It was delicious. It's one of their entrees.
They also have tongue tacos.
Okay.
And eyeball tacos.
Oh, no.
Okay. Nope.
I would try tongue. I don't think I would try eyeball.
Okay. And they said they usually sell out by noon, so that'd be a problem even getting down there.
Okay.
So just letting you know. So
wow.
I am glad they picked somewhere like Brownsville or, you know, the Valley, because I imagine those are the places are most legit.
That would happen, and of course we have to...
It's raining tacos.
Yes.
Yeah. We haven't done this in a while.
Tacos. No need to ask why. Just open your mouth and close your eyes. It's raining tacos.
raining tacos.
You're behind, Zach. Stop singing.
But the people in the hotel are wondering what you're doing.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It's raining tacos.
It's raining tacos. Tacos.
Yeah.
Tacos.
And while we're on food, 91-year-old Johnny Douglas was in line at the McDonald's in Richmond, Virginia, just before 4 a.m. And, of course, we know.
Right.
Nothing good happened that time. Philip Bailey, 39, in front of him and was apparently taking too long for Johnny's liking.
Mm.
So the two started to argue.
Yep.
Okay, you got a 91-year-old, what, yelling out the window of his car at the 39-year-old in front of him? Anyway, that's when Johnny pulled the gun and took a shot at Philip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, of course, Philip threw his smoothie at him.
Sure.
Both were jailed with various charges.
I would fend off a gunman with my smoothie.
Why not? If that's all you've
Johnny
got.
Was putting,
that's
yeah.
true. If
Johnny
that's all you have.
Johnny was putting krauts in the ground before Philip was even a gleam in his grandfather's eye.
Was putting krauts in the ground? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Back in WW2.
Yeah, I understand.
Candidate for Justice of the Peace, Precinct 1, Kenny Elliott, is the only candidate with more than 35 years in law enforcement.
As Justice of the Peace, my commitment is to the citizens and to the education of teenagers through the teen court process. I will be available 24/7, just as I have for the past 35 years. I will administer compassionate justice when needed and firm justice when required. Vote Kenny Elliott, first name on the ballot for JP of Precinct 1.
Political ad paid for by Kenny Elliott Campaign, Dr. Garth Morgan, Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Webster, the Chief Assistant District Clerk for 10 years. I've known Margaret Meese since I started working in the District Clerk's Office. Margaret's knowledge in dealing with Brazos County District Clerk's Office for the past 29 years is second to none. She knows the intricacies of the District Clerk's duties and responsibilities. As an attorney, she knows the laws and rules the district clerk's office faces daily. This knowledge, combined with her dedication and service-driven attitude, is why Margaret Meese is the only choice for Brazos County District Clerk. If Margaret says she is doing it, it gets done right and immediately. For the good of Brazos County, please join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese.
Hi, I'm Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. I have more than just a willing desire to serve our community. I have the knowledge and expertise to get the job done well, effectively, and efficiently. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Have you ever seen an artist's rendering of Noah's Ark? If you have, I can almost guarantee that it had multiple windows in it. For some reason, artists are rarely satisfied with just one window in the Ark. Yet, when we read the pattern that was given by God to Noah, there was only one window, Genesis 6:15 and 16. To his credit, Noah followed this pattern exactly. In Genesis 6:22, we read, "Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he." Just as many artists are not satisfied with an ark with just one window, many men are not satisfied with a pattern that God has given for the church. At the BCS Church of Christ, we're striving to follow God's pattern exactly. We invite you to come and to follow this pattern with us. Our building is located at 11914 Highway 30 in College Station, Texas. You can also visit us on the web at www.bcschurchofchrist.com.
Hi, I'm Teresa Hernandez.
And I'm Barbie Springer.
At Brenham National Bank, we have the best customers in town. To show our thanks, please join us for lunch at our annual Customer Appreciation Day
on Friday, June 15th from 11 to 2.
We are located at the corner of Earl Rutter Freeway and Southwest Parkway in College Station. If you don't know Brenham National Bank,
come meet our friendly staff and see why we are the best in town. That's June 15th, Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun.
Member FDIC.
723 Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW on Wednesday morning. Okay, so to learn the going rate for babysitters these days, best ask other parents in your neighborhood. Still, good to have a general idea of what people are paying. Urban Sitter has just put out its 7th annual National Child Care Rates Survey, which reveals the average hourly babysitting rates in major cities across the country. What do we think the going rate for a babysitter is?
For it per hour?
Yep.
like 15. 20 bucks.
Yeah, and
oh wow.
Well, and I don't know. The nationwide average is $16.43.
Okay.
For 1 hour for one child. But rates really do vary a lot depending on where you live. Yeah. San Francisco ranks as the most expensive city at $17.34. That didn't sound like a lot of money to me.
No. Not for San Fran.
That's because
it's just for starting babysitters. If you have more seniority or something, maybe you can pay more.
Experienced babysitter. Right. I've seen it all. Right. The least expensive is Phoenix at $11 among major cities.
Oh, wow.
According to the survey, 38% of the parents say they hire a babysitter at least once a week. Top reason, date night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I don't know. I'm thinking, between $15 and $20 would seem to be reasonable.
Right. Well, and then sometimes parents will tip.
Yeah. Could be that, too. That could be part of it.
That's just the base.
It also depends on how much of a hellion your child is.
Well, that's...
Sure.
Because if they don't come back...
If you know the little Johnny or little Susie is bad, then you know that they're going to have their hands full with your kid.
What did Johnny ever do to you?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So, a lot of problems with concert ticketing, especially scalpers who scoop up a bunch of tickets at face value the minute they go on sale and then turn around and charge a fortune for them. Ticketmaster looking into a possible way around that with facial recognition.
Oh,
possible that somebody will have your face on file with your other info. Okay. That way, scalpers get squeezed out of the buying process. That part sounds good. Do you want your face out there just for the general public? Do you want them to see that? Okay. At the venue, the only proof of purchase you will need is to bring your face with you, which would be a good idea.
Right.
No ticket would be necessary. It seems like there's a massive invasion of privacy, but it, in fact, could be the future. There's no timetable for any of this yet, and even the technology is not ready. But we'll
see. Still a little freaked out by face recognition. Like that, to me, that's just a little weird.
Well,
that's
it is.
A little too much.
And we've got more stuff because yesterday Google announced and did some amazing things with their little assistant. And
I love face recognition because I hate having to type in passwords, remember passwords, have to, whatever. And so there's a few of my apps that just do face recognition. And then obviously my phone does it.
Right.
And that's how I open it every time.
Eventually, it may not be an option. It may just be the way we do things.
Yeah.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated, Malik, feel the difference. Look for a high temperature today and actually all the way through about Tuesday. It'll be in the upper 80s to near 90. Lows will be in the middle 60s and no mention of rain in the forecast. Right now we got 63 out there.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
One of the loudest people who hated Donald Trump in the resistance movement was New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. Now, even before the president was inaugurated, Schneiderman exploited his power to investigate Trump's inner circle. He and other liberal attorneys general engaged in all sorts of legal shenanigans to thwart Trump's policies. Now, recently, Schneiderman raised his profile by going after a fellow liberal, the notorious Harvey Weinstein. Schneiderman threatened legal action against the Hollywood mogul for his alleged abuse of women. Schneiderman praised the New York Times and the New Yorker magazine's joint Pulitzer Prize for covering the Me Too movement. He said without the brave women who came forward, there wouldn't be the critical national reckoning that is now underway. Well, four more brave women have come forward. They accused Schneiderman of abusing and assaulting them in horrific fashion, and threatening their lives if they spoke up. Within hours of the story breaking, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, running for re-election, called on Schneiderman to resign. And faster than you can say lying liberal fraud, Schneiderman was history. That critical national reckoning suddenly became very critical for the Trump-hating former Attorney General of New York, who was doing exactly what he was prosecuting other people for. If you were fumbling around in the dark and somebody handed you a flashlight, you'd take it, right? Shouldn't it be the same when it comes to spotting threats to your identity and the data on your devices? The digital world is so full of connections, it may only take one weak link for criminals to get in. Now, fortunately, new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to shine light on the threats to your data today. Threats to your identity and threats to your computer or tablet like ransomware or emerging viruses. Of course, no one can stop every cyber threat or prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats that you may not see on your own. Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year. Just go to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, enter my name, RUSH. That's when the magic happens.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
ANCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31 at 63 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A motorcyclist was hit while driving in College Station last night. Police report the motorcyclist, who was wearing a helmet, was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the pickup was ticketed for failing to yield the right-of-way at the intersection of University and Forest, which is just west of the freeway. The intersection was closed for about 45 minutes. 2 years after Texas A&M System Chancellor John Sharp announced the development of the Rellis campus, he introduces the first major industry partnership. 3M will be testing roadway signs, signals, and lane markings on the former Bryan Air Base runways with self-driving vehicles.
We're going to simulate a whole bunch of rain on the runways out there because the 3M striping, of course, runs automated vehicles on the side of the road. If you didn't have the 3M striping, you would be staying on the road.
Sharp says negotiations continue towards more agreements at Rellis.
And obviously, there's a lot of them. We can't talk about most of them, particularly those that deal with the Department of Defense or NASA or folks like that.
The new agreement with 3M comes a year after they and the system entered a five-year deal to develop pavement marking products and roadway signs for manned and unmanned vehicles. The Bryan School Board has approved bringing back charter buses for taking students to out-of-town games and competitions. At this week's workshop meeting, Board President Mark McCall talked about protecting bus routes, getting students to and from school.
There is a concern of pulling not only bus drivers out of rotation and buses, but a lot of times teachers come out as well to drive other buses as well during that time. So we want to make sure that we're maximizing teachers in the classroom as well we can.
Superintendent Christy Whitbeck says on longer trips, students will be able to stay in class longer.
By having an outside group ready to take off at say like 4:30, then the kids can stay in class the whole time until they dismissed at 4 and get on the bus and go and still get to their destination at say 5:36 for a 7 o'clock game, be set up, be ready to go, and not have been taken out of 6th, 7th period.
The additional cost for charter buses on football trips was estimated at $17,000. One of two recent drunk driving arrests by College Station police involved an officer who was leaving headquarters in response to a robbery in progress.
According to the arrest report, the officer wound up chasing a car on Texas going at least 70 to 80 miles an hour. After the pursuit ended at Brentwood and Cornell, 38-year-old Marcus Munoz of College Station gave two breath samples. Both were more than four times the legal limit, with an average of 0.34. Another recent drunk driving arrest by College Station police involved a driver with two prior DWI convictions. The officer responding to a citizen's report from the intersection of Raymond Stotzer and Welburn According to the arrest report, the officer witnessed the vehicle swerving back and forth over all three lanes of University before the vehicle stopped. 52-year-old Andres Carrizales Marin of Bryan's out of jail after posting bond. Bryan police recently arrested a Madisonville man for drunk driving with three prior convictions. According to the arrest report, the driver of a minivan refused to stop following a crash. A witness followed the minivan until it stopped, and an officer arrived 4 minutes later. 34-year-old Brandon Moffitt, who's out of jail after posting bond, told the officer a friend had been driving the minivan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A huge name in the Southern Baptist world has come under fire.
More than 2,500 women who are members of Southern Baptist churches have signed a letter calling for Paige Patterson's ouster as president of the Southwestern Theological Seminary. That comes after a video surfaced of a speech 4 years ago in which he remarked on the looks of a teenage girl. And in this clip from 2000, he said abused women should pray and stay with their husbands.
Every evening I want you to get out and make your bed just as he goes to sleep. You just pray and ask God to intervene, not out loud, quietly, but I said, you just pray there. And I said, get ready because he may get a little more violent.
The trustees of the seminary are having a special meeting May 22nd to decide Patterson's future. Stephen Pickering, TSN News.
President Trump's decision to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal and reinstate sanctions has support from members of the local congressional delegation. Bill Flores says Iran's rogue regime has failed to curb its nuclear ambitions, and a nuclear Iran poses a grave threat to America. Kevin Brady says this naive, dangerous deal threatens Israel and ensures Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror, has a path to a nuclear arsenal. John Cornyn says any new agreement must prevent Iran from obtaining and employing weapons of mass destruction and be subject to congressional scrutiny. And Ted Cruz says all options must be on the table to confront Iran and ensure that it never acquires nuclear weapons. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 63 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trust. The dictionary defines this word as being a belief that someone or something is reliable. Every roofing contractor says, trust me, but after the storm work has passed and they are gone, do you trust that they will honor their commitments? Do you trust that they will come back and be reliable? Don't trust in someone that's here today and gone tomorrow. Go with the name that Brazos Valley has known and trusted for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. I was wondering why you say that your summer starts at your Toyota dealer.
Well, May is the start of summer, right?
True.
And with great offers on our big selection of Toyotas now through June 4th, you can get the reliable Toyota you need to get you to all the events that summer has to offer. Like drive up and visit your mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, son, it's so good to see you. You'll never guess what happened at bingo.
Or go camping over Memorial Day weekend. How about see your nephew graduate from college? Or go down to the lake for 4th of July fireworks.
Wow, there's so many places to go. I just don't know which one to pick. You know what? I'm going to do them all.
So all I needed was B9, and then they called B8. I mean, that's really cool.
That's the spirit.
Toyota, let's go places. Qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 60 months on a new 2018 Toyota Tundra Special Edition. Offer ends June 4th. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N6418.
Good morning. 7:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Warm weather looks to hang around a while. We'll have a partly sunny day overall. Temperatures, it'll be up to about 85 to 90 this afternoon. It also looks like it's going to be breezy. Clear tonight, mild 60 to 65. Sunshine, breezy, and warm for tomorrow, too. Highs 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 65 to 70. It'll be partly sunny Friday and breezy, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, I am in Columbia, Missouri, where Fighting Texas Aggie softball is gearing up to take on Mississippi State in the SEC tournament. The Aggs have never won a game at the SEC tournament, so they'll be looking to change those fortunes today. Also, the Houston Rockets are moving on following a big victory over the Utah Jazz last night. They're heading back to the Western Conference Finals. We'll be taking on the Golden State Warriors. All that and more coming up in sports.
All right, sounds good. Let's head to Washington, D.C., and Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning. Morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. I'm doing great. Good to talk to y'all again today.
Well, you've got some familiar faces in town this week. It's Chamber Week, huh?
That's correct. We've got about 30-35 folks from the Bryan-College Station Chambers, and also another 30-35 from the Waco Chamber in town this week. And we put on a long list of speakers for them yesterday, including Speaker Paul Ryan, Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, both our senators, my buddy on the Democratic side of the aisle, Henry Cuellar, and a whole bunch of committee chairs.
Well, and again, this is something that you were able to put in place a few years ago. It used to be that the chamber members were having to move around from building to building. You had all sorts of logistical situations that had to be coordinated. This way, they stay in a room and the speakers come to them.
That's correct, and it gives them a chance to visit with principals versus visiting with staff. Now, look, staff do all the work around here, and there's nothing wrong with visiting with staff, but a lot of times when business folks come to town, they want to talk to the principals face-to-face, and by having a bigger group like this, it allows us to do it. By the way, I need to talk to my classmate, the big boss, to see if he can send you or Chelsea up here next year to cover this.
Think that'd be, Chelsea's raising her hand right now going, I'll do that. Yeah, we should be. It's a great opportunity, again, though, to be able to at least make sure that, as you say, the principals are getting a chance to know what's important back in their home districts. Now, while we're talking about home districts, we ought to remind people that you have changed the dates for your town hall meetings, that those are going to happen the 22nd and the 23rd. Again, tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, we had a variety of things come up. After we originally scheduled the town halls for April, I had a meeting with the speaker the next day to talk about some other legislative issues. And as we were going through the legislative calendar, it appears that we've got a chance that immigration could come up on the floor in the next few days. We have a farm bill that's coming up that's hugely important to our district. We have a couple of other bills coming up, and so I thought it made perfect sense to be able to push our town hall meetings back for about a month in order to be able to add all those substantive items to the discussion.
We've had your Congressman Bill Flores joining us from Washington, D.C. We had your comments this morning on the news, but an opportunity for you to expand a little bit. The president did as he said he would do, and that was to pull out of the Iran deal. Your thoughts there?
Well, if you remember my comments from 2015 when President Obama and Secretary John Kerry decided to enact this terribly flawed agreement, I call it the worst agreement since Chamberlain essentially gave up Europe to the Nazis back in the 30s. And it has lived up to its failures. The Iranians continue to develop nuclear capability, plus the ability to transport it on ballistic missiles. And so this deal needs to be fixed. And I totally applaud the president for trying to get it fixed. And look, some people are saying this is a partisan issue. If you go back to listen to the comments of Chuck Schumer and Steve Israel, two prominent Democrats back in 2015, they thought this was a bad deal as well. The intelligence gathering that Israel's been able to do, that Prime Minister Netanyahu shared with the world several days ago, is also confirms our suspicions that this agreement was flawed from the get-go.
You know, one of the most fascinating things to me, there's a piece of legislation called the Logan Act, which has been in effect since 1800, where an unauthorized agent can't be out negotiating with foreign governments, and it seems like that is what John Kerry was doing.
You're exactly right. They did that, and they also tried to do it in such a way where it was not a treaty and to wire around around Congress, because Congress is supposed to vote on treaties. This deal was a treaty, and it would have never been affirmed by Congress. And, it was typical of the Obama administration try to go through the cracks in the law and in the Constitution and try to find ways to do things to wire around our constitutional system government. And it was just a flawed deal. I support President Trump in reversing it. And now I urge everybody to sit down at the table, and now that we've slapped sanctions back on Iran, to try to get this thing done right. And we need to do it the same way we're going to do with North Korea, and that is absolute verifiability. Absolutely, you've got to denuclearize. You cannot have that, and you've got to stop your ballistic missile program. They don't need those things in that part of the world.
Of course, the Farm Bill is one of the things that's before Congress right now, and so folks understand part of that Farm Bill is also federal food stamp program. So where are we with that legislation right now?
Right now, and well, we've got a chair, a Texas chair, Mike Conaway, who chairs the Ag Committee, who has done a pretty good job of putting this bill together. The farm support programs are about 20% of the bill, and we've modernized those to reflect some of the issues that have come up with the 2014 Farm Bill, which expires in a few months. And we've gone ahead and taken a good look at taking a step toward welfare to work and dependency to independence and poverty to prosperity by requiring that people that are on food stamps, if you're between 18 and 59 and you don't have kids under 6 and you're not disabled, then you should be looking for work. This is an 80% issue back home. People feel like if the taxpayer is supporting you, you need to be looking for work or have a job or getting trained for work. And we actually set it up where we're training the folks to get a job. Here's the deal. We've got 6.6 million open jobs in this country today. And today's food stamp rolls are down from 42 million people under the Obama administration to about 24 million today because the economy's gotten better. But of that 24 million, somewhere between 8 to 12 fit that group of able-bodied people that could work if we required that of them. And so we're putting these reforms out there because we think nothing beats a paycheck in terms of trying to move people from dependence to independence and to help them have the fulfillment that comes with a good job.
Well, once again, while it may pass the House, what's it going to look like as far as the Senate's concerned?
Well, if the Senate's paying attention to the way people back home feel, it would pass because, again, this is an 80% issue. But I will tell you, we're having some difficulties up here on a couple of issues. You've seen the way Chuck Schumer and the Senate behaves. Everything's resist, slow down all of the confirmation process, try to block every bill, even though they start life as bipartisan bills, they get them blocked. I'll give you two great examples over here on the House side. This bill, this farm bill, started out bipartisan. It was a piece of work between Colin Peterson, the Democratic ranking member, and Mike Conaway, the Republican chair. And you had several Democrats that had a part to play in the structure of reforming the food stamp or SNAP program. And then there was another bill in the VA committee, which has historically been a bipartisan committee where we were going to extend the Veterans Choice Program, which has worked out really well for our veterans, not perfectly, but really well. And we had almost 100% of the Democrats were co-sponsoring this bill, along with almost 100% of the Republicans. Both ranking members, Democrats, got calls from Nancy Pelosi, says, I want you off of those things. You're not going to support the process anymore. You're going to vote no. You're going to try to stop them. And so even though these are popular programs that are working for the benefit of the country, for our taxpayers, for our veterans, the mantra has become from the other side of the aisle, just stop it. Resist, resist, resist. They do not want President Trump to have any victory. And so it's like they could give a darn about the people back home. And that's a shame.
It is. It sounds like they're playing politics.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. We thank you for the time again this morning.
You bet. Great talking to you. I'll talk to the big boss today about getting y'all up here next year.
All right, then, we'll work on that.
Also, I'd ask all our listeners continue prayer for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
All right, thank you, sir.
Hi, I'm Mark Hamlin. I want to thank you for the past 23 years as serving as your district clerk of Brazos County. Today, I want to endorse Margaret Meese to succeed me. Margaret Meese will develop a partnership with the experienced staff that we currently have. Margaret's legal and technical background will allow her to properly administer the the many duties of the district clerk, including jury services, e-filing for all courts, and managing $3.5 million in fiduciary funds. Her diplomatic nature will continue the progress for Brazos County. It has been very rewarding to me personally to know the quality of people and the expertise that we have in Brazos County is second to none. Margaret Meese will continue this tradition.
Knowing me as an attorney, Justice of the Peace, Brazos County Department Head, fellow Republican and friend, current District Clerk Mark Hamlin sought me, Margaret Meese, out and encouraged me to run, saying that I will be well able to continue the work that he started in this office. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Mowing season is here and Kairos Truck Center is here to help you. Hi, this is David inviting you to come down and take a spin on one of our zero-turn rider mowers from Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet. We have great selections and great deals right now to help you through the mowing season and cut your mowing time in half. How about zero money down and 0% interest? Take advantage now of these great deals at Kairos Truck Center. We make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family minute to you each morning.
There is no fountain of youth, but you can reverse the signs of aging. Child's Dermatology offers an array of solutions for your skin, like the Restylane family of fillers to smooth away wrinkles and add fullness, Dysport injections with quicker and longer-lasting results than Botox, Cool Touch laser therapy to replenish your own natural collagen, and the Beta Lift X Peel that leaves skin with a smooth and tight appearance in just minutes. Book your appointment to start looking younger. Call Child's Dermatology at 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
The night could have been a disaster for their marriage. Instead, it made their relationship even stronger. That was primarily because of the way Wendy chose to approach their problem. She assumed the best, not the worst, about her husband, Mark. The night in question happened a few days before Wendy was due with their first child. To celebrate, Wendy planned a date night, and she and Mark agreed to meet at their very favorite restaurant. She got there first and waited, and waited. She called his phone, but he didn't answer. 30 minutes passed, then an hour. When it was all over, Wendy and Mark had lost their reservation, and Wendy's expectations for the night were ruined. When Mark finally called later that night to say he was on his way home, Wendy was upset that he had been so inconsiderate. Now, she could have lashed out at him. But instead, she assumed the best of her husband. She knew he had been as excited about the dinner as she was. She trusted that he had a good reason for being so late, with no phone call. And sure enough, an important client had called at the end of the day while Mark's boss was in the room. With a baby coming and layoffs on the horizon, Mark couldn't allow his boss to think he had something more important to do than be with that client. The moral of Wendy and Mark's story? Well, don't be too quick to accuse your spouse when things don't go the way you'd hope for. Assume the best, not the worst, about each other. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call TermBusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update from Columbia, Missouri on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. 13th-ranked Texas A&M softball is in Columbia, Missouri, gearing up to take part in the SEC tournament
After getting swept by Alabama to close out the regular season, first baseman Tori Vidalis hopes the Aggs can turn it around.
It always sucks to lose. I mean, you don't want to go on the road and lose three especially, but I think it actually set us up for a good run in the SEC tournament. So for us to just be able to go out to Missouri and take care of business, I think the bracket is set up in our favor. So for us to just be able to go out there and have a little fun and stay true to our game, and I think we can make a really good run at the tournament.
Tori and the ladies are looking to make a little history as they've never won a game at the SEC tournament. First up is Mississippi State, a team that the Aggies beat 2-1 back in April. First pitch is this morning at 11 o'clock with broadcast on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. The Texas A&M women's golf team has moved into position to advance following a strong performance in the second round of the NCAA Austin Regional. The Aggies shot a 2 under 268, moving into a four-way tie with Oklahoma, Baylor, and Virginia Tech for fourth place. Senior Maddie Zarek maintained her outright individual tournament lead, firing a 3 under 69 to sit at 7 under for the tourney. The third and final round is set for this morning at 8 o'clock at the University of Texas Golf Club. Former Aggie linebacker Quentin Corriott was one of six individuals inducted in the Cotton Bowl Hall of Fame yesterday.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank the Cotton Bowl committee for this prestigious award. I'd also like to thank my entire coaching staff. Coach Slocum, I'm going to tell you thank you. You've always been very supportive. And I'd also like to thank my teammates, friends and family, and Aggie Nation as well. And I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the good Lord Almighty. And so I just want to always put him first. And thank you all, and God bless. God bless you all. Thank you.
Corriott was honored for his standout play in the 1992 Cotton Bowl against Florida State, where he made 15 tackles, including 10 solo stops, with three tackles behind the line of scrimmage. TMZ Sports reports that former Texas A&M quarterback and 2012 Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel checked into a Humble area hospital Monday night, citing a bad reaction to a prescription drug. Manziel later posted on Instagram that the reaction was a result of an increase in dosage in lithium, which he's taking to treat bipolar disorder. Manziel is attempting to return to professional football after he was cut by the Cleveland Browns in 2015 for off-the-field issues. The Houston Rockets are heading back to the Western Conference Finals. Chris Paul scored a career playoff high 41 points and dished out 10 assists as Houston topped Utah 112-102, eliminating the Jazz in five games.
You know what I mean? We enjoy tonight, but get ready for whoever we play next. You know what I mean? This guy right here, a lot of people don't know, was under the weather today. You know what I mean? So to come out and get this win, up 11, they fought back, but we needed this so we could get some rest.
Paul talking about teammate James Harden, who scored 18 points. The Rockets advanced to take on the reigning champion Golden State Warriors. The Dubs took care of the New Orleans Pelicans last night, 113-104. Well, it looked as if the Texas Rangers might put together a late rally for the second straight night, but in the end it just wasn't enough as they fell to the Detroit Tigers yesterday 7-4. Texas will look to get back on track this afternoon when it hosts Detroit again at 105. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Out on the West Coast, Alex Bregman went deep, and the Houston Astros topped the Oakland A's 4-2. The two teams will meet up for the third and final game of their series today. First pitch is at 2:35.
And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2017 Ford Expedition Limited model, only $499 a month. Again, you're talking about an almost brand-new vehicle, a great family car. Taking it on long road trips, that's always a plus, and you've got all that extra legroom to boot, and it's a limited model, so all the bells and whistles that come along with this brand of car. Again, a 2017 Ford Expedition limited model, only $4.99 a month at Team Ford of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, it's all in the family, yours and mine. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line. We have a long and successful history of taking care of the Brazos Valley. For 35 years.
And Bottom Line has been best in the Brazos for 12 years. Amazing job, Mom.
Thanks, John. You have been a great help the past several years. So everyone, get ready for excellent service at Bottom Line Bookkeeping.
Become a part of our Bottom Line Bookkeeping family. Call 691-2345 today.
Remember, at Bottom Line, you are more than just a number to us.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. I thought we would have time for the vampire facial.
Okay.
We'll do it next hour.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. And we'll do it before 8:30, Zach, so you won't miss out on it.
Okay, thanks.
You won't hear all the gruesome details.
All right, in the meantime, have you heard about the new stupid thing that kids are doing?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
It's called the Deodorant Challenge.
Oh.
Yeah, I did see this, yeah.
A 15-year-old girl in England was left with horrific burns after the deodorant was sprayed on her as the latest school craze. The game involves spraying deodorant onto a person's bare skin for as long as possible. And it left the 15-year-old with second-degree burns.
Wow.
And they will need to perform a skin graft.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't do this.
No.
Do not do
this. I
think
I've heard of this before, like with Axe, you know, with the body
spray.
Yeah,
the body spray.
More or less, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, that's the latest stupid challenge out there.
She'll be dry.
Yeah, that's right. Severe second-degree burns. So don't do it if you've heard of it. And I'm sure there's probably video of people out there doing that. Hey, look for a high temperature today, probably near 90 degrees, as we've been having for the last few days, and the lowest temperatures will be in the 60s. And right now, we've got 64 degrees outside. At Bryan Broadcasting Station, News Talk 1620, WTAW, College Station. Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.